This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Tuesday, October 21st. An Elizabethtown man is in jail after he allegedly robbed the Riegelwood Family Dollar at gunpoint Friday. Glenn Davis Bowen, age 66, was arrested Monday after a cooperative effort between Columbus deputies, the Bladen Sheriff's Office, and Elizabethtown Police. We have more on this story on our website. County Commissioners on Monday approved the Coleman Tract development in Poweroway. The 220-home development will be built on Dothan Road. It was the first planned unit development approved via a new procedure adopted by the Planning Department. A date for construction has not been set. More than 11,000 people, almost 20% of the population of Columbus County, could lose food stamp benefits November 1st due to the federal government shutdown. Health Department Director Daniel Buck and Social Services Chief Duella Hall told commissioners Monday that the county is not allowed to fill that particular funding gap. Buck also noted that the local food banks are largely dependent on funding from USDA, which is also affected by the shutdown. In addition to the pending freeze on EBT benefits, the county is no longer accepting applications for housing assistance programs until the shutdown is over. See the story at columbuscountynews.com for more. County commissioners sent a public hearing for November 3rd on a new county cell tower ordinance. The commissioners discussed the lack of coverage in some communities and expressed concern over property values being devalued by the placement of towers too close to home. Cheyenne Sperling was charged with misdemeanor child abuse after her naked son was found playing in a roadway. Sperling, age 23, is alleged to have allowed the toddler to sleep in a room with a hole in the floor, according to the sheriff's office. Warren said the child climbed out and was missing for more than an hour before he was found. The North Carolina Division of Motor Vehicles reported Monday that 18,000 drivers have taken advantage of extended online services since a new law went into effect last month. Legislators, the DMV, and the governor worked together to increase the number of online services available. It helps to cut down on the sometimes 8 and 9 hour wait times for some services at license offices. Saturday is one of the biggest days of the year for Taper City as the North Carolina Yam Festival gets underway. Look for a street fair, music, food trucks, entertainment, a car show, and of course the parade at 10 o'clock. There's the Kids Corner and so much more. We have details about Yam Fest at columbuscountynews.com. Polls are open for early voting leading up to the November 4th elections. Now, these are only municipal elections. Voters may go to the Board of Elections office in the county complex on US 701 North. That's the only early voting site in Columbus County this year. And again, this is only for municipal voters. Early voting runs through November 1st. Polls are open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. and November 1st until 3. New Life Community Church will hold a special music and worship service Saturday at the Tractor Supply parking lot in Wyville. There will be free hot dogs starting at 5 p.m. and candy bags for the kids. Service starts at 6. Saturday is also the Lake Waccamaw Safe Night from 6 to 8 p.m., one of the largest trunk-or-treat events in the county. If you're looking for a trunk-or-treat, Halloween, or Harvest Festival events, we have a complete guide on our website. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.